It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Forget 007, mate. I want to talk about 00 Brisbane. Okay. This is a random story. But a Brizzy electrician has been jailed after pleading guilty to possessing some weapons, right? Which are prohibited.
Okay.
Now, they say prohibited weapons, but I guess any weapon is not really, I mean, you're not really allowed. Unless it's one of those really cool samurai swords you chuck on the wall.
Oh, yeah, I've got ninja stars. Yeah, I've got them from Thailand.
Yeah. So this is the thing, right? I'm calling him 00 Brisbane because this is what he did to his car. Okay.
Oh, okay. This is going to be sick. This sounds like it's going to be rad.
He's pled guilty to multiple charges, including possessing false identity information.
Well, okay. Well, that's not so cool.
So that's like, you know, he had his correct photo but wrong identification. They couldn't find his name in the system.
Was it because he just was carrying like a secret agent card, Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
This is my driver's license.
This is what he actually did. He decked out his car with prohibited weapons.
Okay.
Just like a spy film.
Yep.
Okay. The cops examined his car. They pulled him over. They found those tyre flattening road spike things, right, in his car. So you know how the police deploy that if a car, they want it to stop, they throw it over the road and it goes.
The strip.
The strip. Right.
Did he have the strip or did he have the little, the tacks kind of thing?
No, he had the strip.
Oh.
But the problem was, well, for the police, they discovered that he pressed a button and he could deploy it out the back of his car at any time.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So he made some adjustments to the car there. Also, he found the back of his car. They found the back of his car. There was something there that he could press. It could hide his number plate whenever he wanted.
Yep, sick. Yeah.
Right? So pretty much straight from a spy movie. And the police are like, okay, people, listen up. If you think that you're 007, if you think that this kind of stuff is cool, it's not, all right? And they charged him.
Why does he need to deploy the strip?
Like, I don't know.
Who's chasing him?
What exactly? Who's chasing him? Why does he have a fake license? Why has he got the, like, it's all, I mean, but yeah, you're right. It is kind of impressive.
Why didn't he commit? Where are the headlights that turn around and they shoot rockets?
Thank you.
Where are the spikes that come out of the hubcaps?
Yes.
A la grease.
Yes.
Grease lightning.
Yes, of course.
And there needs to be some sort of flamethrower involved.
100%. Not to mention the ejector seat.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
For passenger only. I mean, that would come in handy.
Would be the sickest Mitsubishi Sigma out there.
Driving around Brizzy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Okay, scam alert. Just looking out for you.
Wee-wah.
I don't think we got one of those, do we?
Nah.
All right.
That's a scam.
Well, you know I've been very active on Marketplace of late.
I know.
Marketplace.
Yeah.
Sold a coffee machine the other day.
And? Were they happy?
They were very happy.
Mm.
My mum's hilarious because she is very much of the opinion that when you sell something, you have to make sure it's clean. I imagine she's quite like Hell's Bells, actually, mum.
I was the same when we sold our fringe. It cleaned it to in, like,
within an inch of its life. Yeah. So when they moved house to come to Geelong, like, they cleaned the house from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And then they moved into the house that we bought
and cleaned that
house from top to bottom.
That's what normal people do.
Pigsty, yeah. Anyway, so mum's cleaning this coffee machine as the guy's like taking it out of the house. And they've got it all boxed up with, you know, bubble wrap and everything. But mum's still like polishing it as he's like walking out the door. Anyway, so been doing a fair bit on Marketplace, buying and selling. You know, I've just been, picking up a couple of basketball jerseys here and there, that kind of thing.
Nice.
And I almost bought a Boston Celtics jacket the other day.
Oh, my God. In the green?
Sick, yeah.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And I messaged the account about it and I looked at it and they're like, transfer, we only do transfer the money first. We're basically a shop on Marketplace. And I was like, okay, well, I'll message them and see what the go is. Never replied to my message. And I was like, there's no reviews. And it's like starting to ding alarm bells.
Yeah.
And I mean, not everyone's as savvy as I am on the internet.
You are quite savvy.
Thank you. And quite often people will get ripped off. And it's happened a bloody again. A woman's been scammed more than $600, while others claim to also have been tricked by the same guy while buying bicycle parts on Marketplace.
Mm.
The keen cyclist, who wished not to be named, transferred 600 for a component for a bike that she was building and $25 for postage, only to have the seller, who was posing as a family man from regional Victoria, not me, delete their profile and be wiped from the internet. So, vamos!
Oh,
disappeared.
Man. See, because you trust people. You trust that people aren't going to do that type of stuff.
The unnamed cyclist said, I was really annoyed with them. Obviously. And I guess with myself that it had happened. Yeah. You know, when you get ripped off and you're like, damn it, I should be smarter. She's a regular buyer on the platform and considered herself cautious. She did what I did.
Yeah.
It shows you it must be pretty easy to do to set up a fake profile. Their profile is there and then it's just gone and you've got no trace of them.
Yeah.
Usually we go on to the person's profile, see if they've sold anything before on certain groups, how many friends they've got, just to make sure they're legit.
Mm.
Seemed like this person was legit, so we thought it would be okay.
Oh, that sucks. And see how that scammer there, they've gotten to that niche bicycle market.
Yeah. Right, wait for it. So it wasn't until a couple of days after the money had been paid that the woman and her partner realised that the seller's profile and the ad had been completely deleted.
Mm.
First, she said she thought there may have been another reason the profile was deleted because you're hoping that you're not, you've not been ripped off, until they found the same pictures of the components, or the exact same photos, on Gumtree selling for double the price.
Oh, damn. Too good to be true, file.
Well, that's when the penny dropped and it sunk in. She said less than a week later, another cyclist posted in an Australian bicycle group warning about another fake seller who had taken his money and deleted their account as well. This guy is a serial deleter with this one component. He probably doesn't even have the component. He's probably just got photos of this component. He's been pulling this scam for months now. Somehow he's still getting people. This is the third time I've seen that particular crank set and people getting ripped off. Funny, I was just talking about them earlier, talking about another item, sounded fishy. Anyway, so there's one serial guy that's ripping people off for bicycle parts online. So just be very careful with what you buy on Marketplace and don't transfer the money without having some sort of secure way of getting
also, out. If the price looks too good to be true.
Probably is. And also, I mean, I don't want to say that she's put herself in this position by being a cyclist. Or that I certainly wouldn't insinuate that she deserves to be ripped off because she's a cyclist.
Don't, mate. Don't.
But, you know, karma comes around.
Stop
when
it.
When you pull all the coffee tables outside a cafe together and then nobody else can sit outside. I wouldn't say that.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Let's play.
Guess the year.
Hey, yeah, Guess the Year returns for another Tuesday.
Here we go.
I guess this is the second last Guess the Year for this year.
It is.
Yeah. Jolly good. Here's how it works. We listen to a bit of a song and then we try and cast our memories back through the mist of time. Trying to recall where we were, what we were doing when we first heard that song, because that's a fair indication as to what year it was released.
Where were we crying in the corner?
What emotional trauma were we fighting our way through at that point?
Exactly.
Mm. So you guys can play along at home. If you're driving, please keep your hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel. Don't try and write them down. Just store them up here and we will believe you, okay?
Trust system.
That's right. So we write it down on a piece of paper and then we reveal on three. It's a best of three arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
Love you, Larry.
Stuffed up that bit of the spiel last week, didn't I? That's okay. We move on. I think we're ready to play. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Question number one sounds like this. Oh, wow.
This is hard.
Brimful of Asher.
Damn.
Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow.
Everybody, everybody needs a bosom.
Everybody needs a bosom.
All right, I've just had a guess. I have no idea.
Yeah, I've just gone with whatever kind of jumped into me mind.
Same.
Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
1996.
Okay, well, here we go. I think I've gone too high now.
The year was 1998.
Yeah, baby.
Good on you, mate. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
Give you a little ding for that.
Question number two.
Okay.
Imagine
this is,
Dragons, yeah, more recent.
This is a time. Wow. Oh, God. I have no idea. All right. I've just typed in a year.
Okay. Typing, are we?
Nah, sorry. I'm writing. Sorry.
Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2013.
Okay.
Ooh.
I reckon I've gone too high again. You might win this.
The year was
2013. Yes.
Oh, well done, mate.
That's a win for me.
Smashed it. We've got time for another. Do you want to play one last question?
I do.
Here we go.
Okay, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. I remember this because I remember this was big around the time that I went to the podiatrist and Mum told him that I bit my toenails and I was so angry at her that I refused to get in the car on the way home. I was going to walk home from Hobbs Crossing.
Cool.
Werribee South.
Cool. I was going to say I saw them at Big Day Out. But your story's heaps better.
All right. Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
1997. Oh.
The year was
1998. Oh, please, sweet Woggy. I'll take it.